on lying. Now as to the matter of lying. You want to be very careful about lying, otherwise you are nearly sure to get caught. Once caught, you can never again be, in the eyes of the pure and the good, what you were before. Many a young person has injured himself permanently through a single clumsy and ill-finished lie, the result of carelessness born of incomplete training. Some authorities hold that the young ought not to lie at all. That, of course, is putting it rather stronger than necessary. Still, while I can't go quite so far as that, I do maintain, and I believe I am right, that the young ought to be temperate in the use of this great art, until practice and experience shall give them that confidence, elegance, precision, which alone make the accomplishment graceful and profitable. Patience, diligence, painstaking attention to detail, these are the requirements. These in time will make the student perfect. Upon these and upon these only may he rely as the sure foundation for future eminence. Think what tedious years of study, thought, practice, and experience went to the equipment of the peerless old master, who was able to impose upon the whole world with a lofty and sounding maxim, that truth is mighty and will prevail, the most majestic compound feature of fact which any of woman born has yet achieved. For the history of our race and every individual's experience are sown thick with evidence that a truth is not hard to kill, and that a lie told well is immortal. There is in Boston a monument of the man who discovered the anesthesia. Many people are aware, in these later days, that he didn't discover it at all, but stole the discovery from another man. Is the truth mighty, and will it prevail? No, my hearers, the monument is made of hard materials, but the lie it tells will outlast a million years. An awkward, feeble, leaky lie is a thing which you ought to make it your unceasing study to avoid. Such a lie as that has no more real permanence than the average truth. Why, you might as well tell the truth at once and be done with it.